What's for sale at the Dallas Safari Club's annual convention runs the gamut. Custom boots and leather cell phone cases, four-wheelers and insulated deer blinds, taxidermy services, hunting trips to Spain, and plenty of this. That's from a video of a 16-shot double-barrel pump 12-gauge shotgun. The vendors have plenty of customers. 67-year-old Barbara Rumpel is one of them. She's been shooting guns for three decades and started seriously hunting a couple years ago.
Went to an NRA event at the Whittington Center, spent 9 days with 90 women shooting everything, and now I'm hooked.
Rumpel says in her opinion, the debate over guns is outrageous.
What is it about shall not be infringed that nobody seems to understand?
She's referring, of course, to language in the Second Amendment that says, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. On Tuesday, President Obama proposed a series of measures to take on gun violence. One of them, require more gun sellers to do background checks. Rumpel thinks that's a slippery slope.
And the thing about this universal background checks is the only way to enforce it is universal registration, so that the government knows exactly where everybody's guns are, so they know where to take them.
The Dallas Safari Club's executive director, Ben Carter, says hunters as a group take gun ownership seriously.
While it's one of our rights, it's also a privilege. And so you respect that privilege by doing it responsibly.
Carter says, in his opinion, harsher penalties for criminals would have a much stronger effect on gun violence than expanding background checks.
If the idea is to stop the crazy things that are happening, you got to figure out how to get to the people that are doing it, because they're not going into the gun store and registering the gun that they're buying. They're buying it off the street, they're buying it from the black market, or they stole it from somebody.
In fact, a number of the perpetrators in recent mass shootings acquired their guns legally. While both Carter and Barbara Rumpel strongly support gun rights, neither one of them is planning to take advantage of a new law that allows Texans to openly carry handguns.
I'm not opposed to it, but I don't know that I have a strong desire to do it myself.
I don't have to go grocery shopping with a sidearm on my hip or my AR strapped to my back.
They're much more concerned with where the country's headed. Rumpel says gun laws already on the books aren't fully enforced.
To quote Wayne LaPierre, if the fish are swimming through your net, you don't get a bigger net, you get smaller holes.
A quote from the NRA's leader that Rumpel considers words to live by. Courtney Collins, KERA News.